Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programs at worldviewradio.com, WVWTV.com? Do you appreciate the fact we put out a 24-hour-a-day stream of free television? By the way, did you know that's free for you to watch, but it's not free to us? We spend thousands of dollars a month in pushing out free programming. We have to pay the bandwidth. Every time someone listens to a radio show, watches a TV show, we get a bill. We have to pay the bandwidth bill. That comes to thousands of dollars a month, not counting the cost of our IT guys and all the other costs that go with producing television, the guys in the control room, and so much more. If you appreciate WVW Broadcast Network, would you partner with us? You can partner with us and help us push out free programming as a ministry of WVW Foundation, because you know what we could do? Put it all behind a paywall. But instead, we said, let's not do that. Let's push out programming for free as a ministry of the WVW Foundation. Would you please consider making a contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com? That's WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You can also use our phone number and make a contribution over the phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Thank you for supporting free programming through WVWFoundation.com. Tonight on the Worldview Report, the FBI gets caught spying on conservative Catholic churches. The U.S. government is sweating bullets after discovering it has drained its arsenal of munitions by sending so much to Ukraine. Former senior official at the Christian ministry World Vision diverted tens of millions of dollars in donations to Palestinian terrorists. King of Jordan says it's the duty of every Muslim and Christian to defend their holy sites in Jerusalem. And we have new revelations that show the Biden regime was right in the middle of the FBI's raid on President Trump's Florida mansion last August. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brandon House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brandon House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. We lead off tonight with the FBI spying on churchgoers. Yep, you heard that right. They are infiltrating and developing informants among conservative Catholic churches and possibly, according to some sources, evangelical Protestant churches as well, to monitor, quote, suspicious activity, end quote. News of these plans was unveiled on Monday by the House Weaponization of Government Select Committee. FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin revealed documents showing that the Bureau was monitoring so-called radical Catholic, which is code for Catholics who take their faith seriously, tend to have large families, and, well, attend the Latin Mass. They also tend to be pro-life, well, as represented by their large families, right? Here is Jim Jordan sounding off on this issue.
It's a brave whistleblower who brought us, came forward and told us about what was going on in the Richmond field office. They were looking, the FBI in the Richmond field office was looking to put sources in churches, have informants in Catholic parishes. That's what they were looking to do. Someone needs to give them a lesson in the First Amendment. This memorandum that they put together that we now have, this memorandum talks about doing just that. And it was signed off on by two senior analysts and the chief division counsel there. How can a lawyer sign off on something like, and frankly, but for the whistleblower, I don't know that this wouldn't still be going on. And this thing was sent out to all the other field offices. Now stop and think for a second. Yesterday was probably more Americans in church than any other day of the year. The day we celebrate the resurrection of our Savior. More millions of Americans going to church. Now what if this FBI thing would have been carried out? There would be people in the church spying on fellow parishioners, fellow churchgoers. That's what they were looking to do. That's how scary this is, what they've done to the First Amendment. And when you put it in context, Remember, the FTC a few weeks ago, we learned, was asking a private company, who are the journalists you're talking to? Name four personally. Two of those journalists testified. When one of them's testifying while Democrats are asking who his sources are, the FBI's knocking on his door. And now we learn that here in the last month, now we learn that the FBI was looking to put informants and develop sources in churches where you go to talk to your pastor, to your priest, looking to do that. That is frightening stuff, and that's why the work we're doing in this committee, I think, is so darn important.
So the FBI, under Christopher Wray, appointed, sadly, under the Trump administration and retained by Biden, targeted churches that were supposedly all Catholic. But if you think they're not spying on conservative evangelical churches too, well, I think that's probably a little naive. If they will spy on Catholic churches, they will spy on other denominations as well, and I'm sure they already are. According to LifeSite News, additional documents obtained by the committee show that the FBI, quote, sought to use local religious organizations as new avenues for tripwire and source development, end quote. I can remember not so long ago when it was controversial that the U.S. government was spying on mosques. Ironically, the mosques are now free and clear to do as they please without any fear of government infiltration, while it's the churches being targeted. Maybe they were targets all along. At this point, you can't believe anything our government tells you. As reports of munition shortages increased following rapid withdrawals from American arsenals to supply the war in Ukraine, Pentagon leaders testifying before Congress at least pretend to be concerned about the U.S. military's ability to sustain a conflict with China. WorldNet Daily reports that the U.S. has devoted millions of rounds of ammunition to Ukraine since Russia invaded more than a year ago, draining U.S. stockpiles and setting off alarm bells in Congress and the White House on the state of America's arsenal in light of higher-than-expected consumption rates in Ukraine. Senior leaders in the Department of Defense and military service branches, in statements to justify the Pentagon's budget request for this coming year, warned that the U.S. has massive hurdles to overcome to rebuild to the level necessary to counter China, and that the U.S. remains vulnerable in the meantime. Quote, I'm concerned. I know the Secretary is. We've got a ways to go to make sure our stockpiles are prepared for the real contingencies, end quote. So said Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark, I want to understand White Rage Milley. That's what he told the House Armed Services Committee on March 29th. Of course, I wonder if this hasn't been the plan all along. Drain down America's arsenal, drain down America's defenses, destroy our military, go to war with China and Russia, and then say, oops, we lost. And it was all planned destruction from within. Enemies internal and external, all the way into the FBI, the White House, Justice Department, and the Pentagon. Well, the DOD has directed the military to review war plans, reassess munitions expenditure estimates to inform future budget requests. That's what Milley said. For example, the number of Javelin anti-armor missiles the U.S. donated to Ukraine during the first 6 months of the war equals 7 years of production. That's according to research from the Center for Strategic and International Studies. At normal manufacturing rate, it would take up to eight years to replenish U.S. arsenals of, well, precision 155 millimeter rounds, Javelins, and HIMARS ammunition as of January. Quote, I think the biggest thing we learned was the expenditure rate caused us to go back, take a look at our own war gaming and analysis, what our predicted expenditure rate would be, and the questions and assumptions we made, end quote. So said Admiral Mike Gilday, Chief of Naval Operations, and that's what he told the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Defense on March 29th. Meanwhile, it's being reported that Ukraine's missile stockpile could be decimated in a matter of weeks. That's what a leaked U.S. document has revealed. The country could run out of missiles for Soviet-era S-300 and various air defense systems by next month. According to the Express, Documents say their air defenses protecting the front line could be, quote, completely reduced, end quote, by May 23rd. Pentagon lit documents were posted on several social media sites and appeared to detail U.S. and NATO aid to Ukraine. Documents posted on these sites, such as Twitter, are labeled secret, resemble routine updates that U.S. military's joint staff would produce daily, but not distribute publicly. They are dated ranging from February 23rd to March 1st and provide what appears to be the progress of weapons and equipment going into Ukraine. More precise timelines and amounts than the U.S. generally provides publicly. And some discrepancy, including estimates of Russian troop deaths that are significantly lower than numbers publicly stated by U.S. officials. Well, that has led some to question the document's authenticity. But more than likely, these are the real numbers. The ones released publicly were part of the wartime propaganda being shoved out daily by the U.S. media in cooperation with the White House and Pentagon. In a statement Friday, Sabrina Sein, Pentagon spokeswoman, said the Defense Department, quote, made a formal referral, end quote, of the matter to the Justice Department for investigation. And the Justice Department, a separate statement on Friday, said, quote, we have been in communication with the Department of Defense related to this matter and have begun an investigation. Quote. Republican Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie sent letters Monday to senior Food and Drug Administration vaccine officials, letting them know the House Judiciary Committee will be investigating allegations the Biden regime interfered in the FDA's authorization of the COVID-19 vaccines. Daily Caller first obtained the letters to Dr. Maureen Gruber and Dr. Phil Krause, both of whom resigned following Joe Biden's announcement in August of 2021, calling for adults to receive a COVID-19 booster shot, which Massie says, quote, put undue pressure on FDA health officials, quickly authorize the vaccination, end quote. Gruber serves as Vice President of Public Health and Regulatory Science, International AIDS Vaccine Initiative. Philip Krause sits on the board of directors of Mesoblast, Inc. Gruber had been with the FDA for 32 years, and Krause had worked at the agency for over a decade. In the letters, Massie calls for records and materials relating to, one, FDA's review, authorization, approval, and or promotion of all COVID-19 vaccines and booster shots. Two, the departure of Dr. Marion Gruber and Dr. Philip Krause from the FDA's Office of Vaccines Research and Review. And three, the identities of current or former employees who work in the FDA's Office of Vaccines Research and Review for the period of January 1st, 2020 to the present. Massie wrote in the letter to the FDA, quote, the Committee on the Judiciary is investigating allegations that the Biden administration interfered in the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's authorization and licensure of the COVID-19 vaccines, end quote. He further wrote, quote, Dr. Gruber, Dr. Krause reportedly felt that the White House was going ahead of the FDA on booster shots and disagreed with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's involvement in FDA decisions. He replaced Dr. Gruber as acting director of the FDA's Office of Vaccines Research and Review. And accordingly, we believe that you possess information relating to this matter. We request your assistance with our inquiry, end quote. In yet another revelation of Biden corruption, documents obtained by America First Legal Foundation suggest that the Biden White House was involved in the FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's home in Florida by way of a, quote, special access request, end quote, calling into question statements by Biden administration officials that the White House did not interfere and did, quote, not get involved, end quote. AFLF said in a statement referring to the National Archives and Records Administration, quote, new NARA records obtained through America First Legal's investigation into circumstances surrounding the Mar-a-Lago raid further confirmed the FBI obtained access to these records through a special access request from the Biden White House on behalf of the Department of Justice, end quote. The records in question relate to 15 boxes of presidential documents that were transferred to the National Archives in January of 2022 from Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence and later provided to the FBI for review with the involvement of the White House. The FBI executed a search warrant at Trump's Florida home, as we all know, on August 8th of 2022, supposedly to retrieve purported classified documents that Trump said he had declassified using presidential powers. Epoch Times reminds us that in the immediate aftermath of the raid, the Biden administration and their aides were cited in media reports as saying they were, quote, stunned by the development and learned of it from Twitter, end quote. Well, days later, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that, quote, the president was not briefed, was not aware of it. No one at the White House was given a heads up, end quote, about the raid. Biden and other White House officials found out about the search of Trump's property through public report. That's what she insisted. Quote, we learned about this just like the American people did, end quote. That's what she said. But AFLF said in a letter to NARA acting activist Deborah Steele-Wall that Biden administration assertion that the White House had no knowledge about the search, quote, is surprising given the evidence showing that the FBI obtained access to these records through a special access request from the Biden White House on behalf of the Department of Justice, end quote. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Have you visited MyStore.com? MyStore.com is the home for American entrepreneurs, started by Mike Lindell. Why don't you check out the products there at MyStore.com? And when you make your purchase, please be sure to use the promo code WVW. When you use that code WVW, then we receive a percentage of each purchase. A generous percentage of each purchase is donated back to WVW Broadcast Network, WVW TV, to keep us going. So thank you for checking out all the great products by American entrepreneurs at MyStore.com. That's MyStore.com, started by Mike Lindell. And be sure to use the promo code upon checkout of WVW. You get savings and we get credit. We all win. Thank you. Wow. Welcome back from the break. Israel 365 News reports that after several years of accusing Israel of persecuting one of its managers, it has now been revealed that Mohammed Alabi, a former senior employee of World Vision International, had diverted more than $50 million intended to help the civilians of Gaza to terrorist organizations, including Hamas. Well, the man is a Palestinian aid worker and Gaza manager for World Vision International, and was arrested by Israel in 2016 and charged with channeling funds to Hamas based on evidence collected by the Shin Bet intelligence agency that he had siphoned off $48 million, 60% of World Vision's Gaza budget in funds from the organization's budget over the course of 6 years. The Israeli indictment and media reported that these funds were used in the construction of Hamas tunnels, military installations, and other terrorist activities. World Vision denied the allegations of financial irregularity, stating that all of its operations were properly overseen and audited, while describing Halabi as a well-regarded humanitarian. World Vision claimed their entire budget for Gaza did not exceed $22.5 million, and El Halabi's position only gave him access to $15,000. In the same year, the Israeli Register of Nonprofits served the organization with a notice warning that it had failed to comply with transparency regulations regarding the use of its funds. In addition to failing to submit the necessary documentation to the registrar, Halabi confessed two separate parties nearly 2 weeks apart, later recanted, claiming he confessed under duress. Confession implicating Halabi was discovered on his computer, which recorded confessions made by Mohammed Menhadi, a World Vision accountant, to Hamas interrogator. Many details regarding much of the investigation are undisclosed, as the witnesses may be vulnerable to Hamas. According to the prosecution, the there were 35 individuals available to give testimony against Halabi. Also from Israel 365 News, Jordan's King Abdullah II on Easter Sunday said that, quote, it is the duty of every Muslim to deter Israeli escalations against Islamic and Christian holy sites in Jerusalem, end quote. That's according to an official statement. The monarch made the remarks at a meeting at his palace in Amman. Palestinian Authority head Mahmoud Abbas and Muslim and Christian leaders from Jerusalem. Abdullah expressed solidarity with the delegation, saying, quote, we will always be with you, and you will overcome all the challenges before you, end quote, while making no mention of Palestinian terrorist attacks that have plagued Israel's capital in recent months. Abdullah instead took the opportunity, of course, to slam the Israeli government. He called on the international community to condemn, quote, exclusionary and racist statements made recently by some Israeli official, end quote. Apparently, in reference to recent comments by Israeli finance minister denying the existence of a Palestinian people. Ruled by the Hashemite royal family since 1921, Jordan is home to a significant population that identifies as Palestinian. According to the United Nations, more than 2 million people registered as Palestinian refugees live in the country. For his part, Abbas praised Abdullah's support for the Palestinian cause, said the Palestinians would continue their, quote, resistance against the occupation, end quote, a common Palestinian euphemism for terrorism. As the Gateway Pundit reported earlier on Thursday of this week, the Democrat mayor of College Park, Maryland, was arrested on 56 counts of possession and distribution of child pornography. Prince George's County Police Department arrested the disgraced politician, Patrick Wohan, after detectives discovered he was allegedly operating an anonymous social media account that was distributing child porn. On his public Twitter account, the Gateway Pundit discovered that he met with the Dalai Lama, Lady Gaga, and even had a beer with his mentor, Pete Buttigieg. Dalai Lama recently outed himself as a likely pedophile, publicly kissing a young boy and then asking the boy to, quote, suck, end quote, his tongue. The video is so disturbing that we cannot show it on this broadcast. Here he is with another known promoter of perversion, Lady Gaga. In a tweet, Wohan posted a photo of himself and Pete Buttigieg with the caption, quote, just two mayors grabbing a beer together, end quote, a post that has since been deleted. His connections with Buttigieg, well, they run deep. And he's made numerous White House visits, according to the Gateway Pundit. The widower of BBC radio presenter Lisa Shaw, who died from thrombosis and other complications caused by the COVID injection, says he will sue AstraZeneca, the maker of the so-called vaccine. Gareth Eve, Shaw's widower and the father of one, told the BBC, quote, it's not in my makeup to turn around and say I want to sue somebody. But for almost 2 years, we've tried to engage with the government and tried to engage with MPs since Lisa died. And not one of them has reached out or engaged with us at all, end quote. The BBC radio presenter died in May of 2021 at the age of 44, shortly after receiving the AstraZeneca COVID inoculation. The connection to the COVID shot was downplayed by the media, but a British coroner found that Shaw had died from, quote, vaccine-induced thrombosis and thrombocytopenia, end quote. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The Post-Millennial reports that the board of directors from the Pierre Elliott Trudeau Foundation has resigned due to the, quote, politicization, end quote, of a 2016 donation that was allegedly orchestrated by the Chinese Communist government. A statement posted on the foundation's website, President and CEO Pascal Fronnier and the board jointly announced their decision to step aside, citing pressure they faced in recent weeks. The statement explained that, quote, the circumstances created by the politicalization of the foundation had made it impossible to continue with the status quo, end quote, leading to the resignation. Well, folks, the Trudeau Foundation is Canada's version of the Clinton Foundation. For anyone to suggest that it was ever anything but a political organization is laughable, But now they've been caught. And so the entire board resigned. Three directors will remain with the foundation on an interim basis to ensure its obligations are met. Foundation, which was founded in 2022, came under scrutiny after a report in the Globe Mail detailed a $200,000 donation from Chinese so-called philanthropist was allegedly part of a 2014 plot by Beijing to influence newly minted liberal leader Justin Trudeau. Well, I'd say they succeeded, as Trudeau has been a puppet for the CCP since the day he took office, even allowing upwards of 10,000 Chinese troops to train on Canadian soil. He shut down the Canadian Freedom Truckers movement in impeccable communist style, right? And even used the banks to seize the protesters' bank account. He has made a big play of confiscating firearms from law-abiding Canadian citizens. Yes, Trudeau appears to be trying to impress his Chinese communist masters at every turn. Perhaps he hopes to be given a cushy job under the Chinese occupation after he invites his overlords to take full control of his country. In many ways, he's the mirror image of Joe Biden. But traitors like Trudeau and Biden usually don't fare well after they turn their countries over to communist revolutionaries. They are the useful idiots, and we know what happens often to useful idiots, right? So we urge them to avoid the fate of most useful idiots, repent, and become real leaders that defend their country. On that note, we conclude this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for tuning in, and thank you for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. You can do that a few ways. One is by checking out the resources that we have at WVWTVstore.com. We not only have emergency freeze-dried food with a 25-year shelf life, but we have a lot of really cool emergency supplies. We've been adding to the list. We've added in a lot of new emergency supplies I think you'll find quite cool and necessary. And not only are they for emergencies, but they're for camping. They're for outings. Same thing with the emergency freeze-dried food. If you like to camp, go canoeing, go into the boundary waters and northern Minnesota, into Canada, whatever you do, wherever you camp, buy your resources from us. Not only getting a great deal and great products, but you're also supporting this broadcast, as those purchases are a big part of our general operating budget. WVWTVstore.com. You can also call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. And then don't forget to go to MyPillow.com, but be sure to use that promo code B66. That's how you get savings and we get credit, by using that promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. By the way, there's a sale going on the sheets. They're about sold out. And there's a big sale going on slippers that were normally about $150, now $25 a pair, limit of 10 per person. They make great gifts, graduation gifts, housewarming gifts, Father's Day, Mother's Day, birthday gifts. In fact, you could buy them for Christmas and put them away. And when Christmas time comes, you'll have a lot of your shopping done and have saved a lot of money and gotten great product. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. And then WVW Foundation. Our foundation exists to push out free programming like this. Many people put their programs behind a paywall. Well, we use our WVW Foundation in part to push out free programming as a ministry of WVW Foundation and to help people understand the times through the lens of a biblical worldview. We spend thousands of dollars a month pushing out free programming. We have to pay for those bills. But if you appreciate that and want to partner with us, you can do that through our foundation, WVWFoundation.com. Our foundation also sponsors our Sunday night service, 8 p.m. Central Time on Sunday nights at WVWTV.com. I open the Bible, talk about the issues of the day through the lens of the Bible and often through the lens of Bible prophecy. So thank you for your support. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programs at worldviewradio.com, WVWTV.com? Do you appreciate the fact we put out a 24-hour-a-day stream of free television? By the way, did you know that's free for you to watch, but it's not free to us? We spend thousands of dollars a month in pushing out free programming. We have to pay the bandwidth. Every time someone listens to a radio show, watches a TV show, we get a bill. We have to pay the bandwidth bill. That comes to thousands of dollars a month, not counting the cost of our IT guys and all the other costs that go with producing television, the guys in the control room, and so much more. If you appreciate WVW Broadcast Network, would you partner with us? You can partner with us and help us push out free programming as a ministry of WVW Foundation, because you know what we could do? Put it all behind a paywall. But instead, we said, let's not do that. Let's push out programming for free as a ministry of the WVW Foundation. Would you please consider making a contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com? That's WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You can also use our phone number and make a contribution over the phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Thank you for supporting free programming through WVWFoundation.com.